98.5 WMFO Medford. Yes, we got the feeling, you are believing, and it's Saturday night. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We will be together for the next 2 hours, gang, playing the best classic rock that you have never heard. By which I mean stuff by Dug Dugs from Mexico, Enigma from Mexico, Rumpelstiltskin from the UK, Burning Plague from Brussels, Ground Shaker from California. That's, you know, it's great classic rock that has never gotten airplay in America, and it should. So to start things off, we were going to the UK. The year is 1970, and the original drummer of this band was Carl Palmer. That was Doug Doug's Kids from Mexico. We heard Cuál es tu nombre? What is your name? That's off of Smog, which came out in 1972. The band actually formed in 1962. They were the first band to perform Beatles songs in Mexico. They were the first Mexican band to sing in English, except on this album, which is in Spanish. So, Doug Dougs. And some sources say Los Doug Dougs, but they're still around. And on their Facebook page, it's Doug Dougs. So, I hope you dug it. I couldn't help myself. And now I hate myself. All right, before that, Papo's Blues with a Species off of Papo's Blues Volume 1. That came out in 1971. Papo, of course, is the late Norberto Napolitano, a major, major rock force in Argentina, amazing guitar player. Played with Peter Green, Lemmy, and B.B. King. And I say this every time I play Papo. B.B. King is quoted as saying to Papo, "You're the best guitarist I ever played with," which, you know, maybe he was, but I just have a feeling that, like, B.B.'s like, "Yeah, man, you're the best guitarist I ever played. Hey, pal, you're the best guitarist I ever played," because that's what they want to hear. Anyway, he is a great guitarist.
Down, I saw a man shoot another man down. The police came to take the gunman away, and the other man was hurting, but they just let him lay. I saw a killing. I saw a killing just the other day. Let the poor fella die. I saw a killing. Well, I saw a killing just the other day.
We'll be right back. Which left me dry and stranded on my own. Man of stone, I'm talking to you. You know I'm a man of stone.
Can't you feel it?
That was Rumpelstiltskin Kids. Yes, Rumpelstiltskin. We heard Can't You Feel It off the Black Magician, which came out in 71. Rumpelstiltskin was a group of session players that producer Shal Talmy got together. He's the guy who produced early Who and early Kinks. And he got this band together with a bunch of session guys. They cut two albums. And he's quoted in interviews. He said, "We almost made it." But Alan Parker's on guitar. He played on Hurdy Gurdy Man, Bowie's 1984. Jimi Hendrix gave him his acoustic guitar in 1970. And then he did film work, including, hold on your hats, kids, Jaws 3D. So how cool is this man? The answer is very cool. Prior to that, we heard Clear Blue Sky, Man of Stone. That came out in 1969. Clear Blue Sky, at that point, they were all 17 years old. And supposedly were recording in the studio next to Led Zeppelin. So, again, how cool is that? 17 years old. That freaking rocks. It rocks harder than it should, which is good. Their first album had a Roger Dean cover, one of Roger Dean's first covers. Okay, and before Clear Blue Sky, we were in Haverhill, Mass for Euclid and a heavy, heavy cover of Gimme Some Lovin', so heavy that the album was called Heavy Equipment. And we started that set off way back when in Texas with Josephus, I Saw a Killin', off of Josephus Plus, which came out in 1970, as opposed to their first album, which was Jophesus, which came out in 1970. And Plus was like the same album, different recordings, and some other stuff thrown in. But anyway, they rocked. And they're seen as like a pre-ZZ Top sort of melding metal and the blues kind of thing. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway. We are together until 11 p.m. gang, playing the best classic rock that you have never heard. Like everything I just played. You never heard it before. Okay, we are going stateside. This band has their roots in Los Angeles in 1959. That's right. 1959, not 69, 59. And by 1970, they sounded remarkably like this. No.
Judgment Day.
They call us home. Papa knows just where it's at. They call us home. And people guess just where we sat. They call us home. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Even in the country, the homeboy ain't with it, but I'm here to tell you that I can't get it. Call us home. Papa knows just where we're at. They call us home. And people kiss just where we stand. They call us home. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Yes, they do.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you.
That was Ground Shaker with World That's Tight off of Ground Shaker from 1972. Those guys were from Los Angeles. The album is a compilation of stuff they recorded between 71 and 72 because despite the numerous record offers, recording offers they got, they turned all the labels down. A brilliant career move. But hey, they rocked, and that's all that matters here on Classic Rock Mine. Before that, we were in Belgium with Burning Plague, or as they say in Philly, Burning Plague. That was Night Travelin' Man off of Burning Plague from 1970. Those guys opened the Jazz Bilzen concert in 1970 in Brussels, opening for Sabbath and the Kinks, and this album, the self-titled Burning Plague, sold 10,000 copies in Belgium, which I think is like everybody bought three. Okay, before that, I'm sorry if there's any Belgians out there. I know nothing about Belgium. Other than that, let's see, before that, The Hook, featuring Bobby Arlen of The Leaves on guitar, gave us Holmes. Apparently, Bobby Arlen, after the Leaves, who were famous for their cover of Hey Joe in 66, which is the one Hendrix heard, but the Leaves were very sort of like folk rocky kind of soft kind of stuff. In 1968, he heard Cream and Jimmy and all these other people. He's like, man, I got to form a power trio. So he did. He called it Hook and Holmes. I love that. People kiss just where we sat. They don't write them like that anymore, kids. And we started that set off way back when with Redbone. Redbone, the two brothers, Lolly, and God damn it, I forgot the other guy's name, which is not his name. They started playing out in L.A. in 1959 as a duo. They did TV, they did clubs, all this kind of stuff. And then 10 years later, in 1970, they opened. They were the opening act for the first Earth Day celebration on April 22nd, 1970. It took place in Philly, and 20 million people across the U.S. Took to the streets for environmental stuff. And the name, which is really interesting, so it was Pat and Lolly Vegas. They were doing, they were sharing a bill with Hendrix at some point, and Hendrix was really into them because they are all Native American or... Yes, they're all Native American, some from the U.S., some from Mexico, but all indigenous peoples. And Hendrix was really into it because he's part Cherokee. And he's like, man, you guys should form the Native American rock band and, you know, bring your culture in and that kind of thing. A little bell went off and then they made it big. And that was that set of music. Yeah, all of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Classic Rock Mine. I'm going to shut up, keep playing things. These guys are from Scotland. They have put out 24 LPs. They formed in 1968. We are going to hear something from 2008. 2008 vintage classic rock still taking place in Scotland. Woo!